From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome to our program. Ivan Foster here once again to share God's Word with you for 15 minutes. Tonight we will be continuing our study in the seven sayings of Christ upon the cross, concluding our study on the fourth saying, that terrible cry of the Saviour, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? A cry that denotes the depths to which our Saviour was brought as he bore our sins upon the cross and was punished in the place of his elect. We'll be concluding that study then of the fourth saying this evening. Turn to Matthew chapter 27, and we are looking at the verse 46, and you'll be ready to start with us immediately when we turn to that verse. But we also have tonight another reading from my book, The Shadow of the Antichrist, which is a study of the book of the Revelation. And we have been reading extracts in our evening programs, and we're offering that book free to anyone who contacts us. We're also offering a copy of a tape of a sermon preached by the Reverend Paul Fitton on the latest children's games craze, the Pokemon game. It's a warning to parents about the dangers of this craze, and it's worthwhile parents obtaining it. Thank you, all those who have contacted us requesting the book we're offering, and also this tape. Might I just remind anyone who does ring us up, don't forget to give us a contact. We had an occasion when someone rung us up, but they only left their name, and there was no way I could really contact them. So please remember, a phone number or an address if you want us to send you literature or a tape. All right, let's have that reading now from The Shadow of the Antichrist. The comments that we're reading center upon Revelation chapter 5 and the verse 6. The description of the Redeemer. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Verses 5 and 6. Christ is both a lion and a lamb. He is the lion who conquers our enemies, and the lamb who atones for our sin. He is the one whose roar against his enemies is dreadful. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Isaiah 42, verse 13. And at the same time, he is the silent sufferer for the sins of his people. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 6 to 7. Notice that it is not as a lion, but as a lamb that the Saviour stands in the midst of the throne. So shall he ever be throughout eternity to his people. Even when he is invested with all the power and glory of the throne of heaven, he will still be as a lamb to his people. It is interesting to note that the word lamb denotes a little lamb. There seems to be an accentuating of the gentleness of the Saviour. A lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Verse 6. The horns denote power and strength. The eyes denote knowledge and understanding. The number seven denotes fullness. The Savior here is depicted as having all power and authority and all knowledge and one endued with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Nothing can resist the Savior's power, and nothing can escape the Savior's observation. We need not fear serving the one who may truly say, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. 2. The credentials of the Redeemer. He is the royal Redeemer, as prophesied in Genesis 49, verse 10. Christ came of the tribe of Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. There is a testifying here to the true humanity of our Redeemer also. He was of the root of David. Paul stated the truth of Christ's humanity when he said, "Concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh." Romans chapter 1, verse 3. There is also a further emphasizing of his royalty when it is stated that the Savior is the offspring of David. 3. The victory of the Redeemer. He was slain, but standing. As he stated in Revelation 1, verse 18, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death." This is a pictorial declaration of what Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand, to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin." Please turn with me now to Matthew chapter 27 and the verse 46. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The Lord Jesus Christ here pictures for us the sinner under judgment. He became sin for us. The Lord Jesus was not dying because of anything that he had done. He was taking the place of his people and bearing their guilt. But in consequence of that, he endured that which every sinner will endure who dies without salvation. Matthew chapter 25 and the verse 41, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." That is the eternity of the one who dies without their sins forgiven. Let me say this, that at present even the most wicked individuals in this world are not forsaken of God. The most wicked individual enjoys every day and every minute of every day many blessings from the hand of God. They may deny the very existence of that hand, but nevertheless they enjoy blessings from the hand of God. The Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, and we're reading in the verse 43 of Matthew chapter 5, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbour and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." The fields of an ungodly, blaspheming farmer brings forth grass and barley and crops like the fields of his neighbor. who may be a God-fearing individual. Why? God in his mercy favours even those who defy him and hate him. But when eternity comes, my friend, then those blessings that men have enjoyed from God's hand will be taken away. All that will end at the death of the unbeliever. There is a word in the book of Ecclesiastes, the chapter 8 and the verse 11, that men and women would be wise to heed. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Men misinterpret the mercy, the long-suffering of God. Because they get away with their sins, they think that forever they will get away with their sins. But it is not so. How many are like those of whom Paul speaks in Romans chapter 2, verses 4 and 5? Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. My dear friend, do not take for granted the mercies that God pours upon your head every day. Do not misinterpret God's long suffering. He but presents to you an opportunity to seek Christ, turn and repent, and obtain pardon of sin before judgment comes. The cry of Christ on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, is a cry that denotes the consequences of God's judgment and wrath. There will come a day that each one listening to my voice, who refuse the gospel and die without Christ, will enter into the awful consequences of that rejection. An eternity forsaken of God. It is too terrible to contemplate. But you need not be forsaken of God. You are not at this moment forsaken of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The gospel is sounded out to you. The lifeline is cast out. An opportunity of salvation is given. Oh, that you might hasten today to Christ for salvation, and so escape that eternal forsaking that is the price of sin. God bless you. Do heed God's word tonight.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.